Berliner. Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we'd like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have participated in creating, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, you have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information with other entities, once again, that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as well, once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you absolutely to take advantage of this opportunity. Close your eyes and you'll find it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, once again, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. We simply use the terminology of a vibrational level because it gives you a description, if you wish, that you can comprehend, that fits within your vocabulary and utilization of your vocabulary. You see, we could call it a different level of existence or a different plane of existence. It really doesn't matter. However, vibrational level seems to suit the situation better. For you see, you exist in, once again, a vibrational level that exists within the same time and same space as all other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You, however, existing within this vibrational level, have chosen to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that, while you exist in this vibrational level, and particularly in your awakened consciousness state, limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. This electromagnetic type of energy that we like to refer to as a veil not only limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, it limits your capacity to understand the methods and the techniques that you utilize to correct this reality. It limits as well any individual or entity or energy existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence or to change or to alter your vibrational level. This veil that you put in place in this vibrational level once again exists primarily, or at least the most extensively, was the most powerful when you are in your awakened consciousness state. However, it exists as well throughout all of your other levels of consciousness, in your deep dream states, for example, in your meditative states, even in what we refer to as your in-between carnational state. In other words, when you die and you still choose to remain within this vibrational level, you are still operating under certain influences of that veil that limit your capacity, once again, to understand who and what you truly are. And so in that sense, this vibrational level that you exist in is rather unique. For you see, as difficult as it is for you to comprehend, this vibrational level that you exist in is an illusion. It's an illusionary reality. And once again, that veil that you put in place makes it very difficult for you to comprehend the illusion and just how illusionary this reality is. You see, you understand absolutely that you cannot maintain your awakened consciousness state. You understand that you've put in place what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems that influence your existence in this vibrational level. Human consciousness belief systems, which could be compared to your so-called laws of physics, and some of the human consciousness belief systems that are the most difficult for you to step outside of, for you to eliminate, are your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary, and yet you go through all types of creation process in order to validate your belief in time and space while you exist, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but once again in all other levels of consciousness as well while you are in this vibrational level. And so it becomes very difficult for you to comprehend that it's an illusion. It becomes very difficult for you to comprehend that it is the most illusionary reality that you can exist in. That realities that you experience in your dream state, and particularly in your deep dream states and in your deep meditative states, are much closer to what a true reality is than this illusionary reality that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. And so once again, you understand the difficulty of sustaining this so-called awakened consciousness state. You know absolutely that at some point you will sleep. At some point, you will alternate your consciousness. And once again, through your belief and validation in time and space, you also believe and understand that at some point, you will end this particular incarnational period. You will die, in other words. You don't really die, you alter your consciousness. However, in your awakened consciousness state, you do terminate, if you wish, this incarnational period. And you can witness other individuals going through the so-called evolutionary process of aging and eventually dying and ending this incarnational period, all validating once again your belief in time and space. But ironically, while you have difficulty in understanding and believing that you can sustain this awakened consciousness state, which ironically is the most difficult state for you to maintain, you can grasp that concept that when you so-called die, when you so-called alter your consciousness and go into that so-called between incarnational state, now at that state, you hold the belief that it can be a state of consciousness that you can exist in forever. You can sustain that level of consciousness forever. But you cannot sustain your so-called awakened consciousness state forever. It's an illusionary state. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. As difficult as that is for you to grasp, nonetheless, while you can grasp it, perhaps from the point of view of grasping and understanding, however, it becomes much more difficult for you to own that belief that it's an illusion. And yet when you can begin to own that it's an illusion, then you can begin to alter it consciously. And so you exist in this vibrational level, in this illusionary state, in your awakened consciousness state. And in that state, in particular, you believe that this is it. This is the most important existence that you can be involved in. Ironically, there are a multitude of other vibrational levels, and there are a multitude of other incarnational periods that you're involved in, simultaneously, in the same time and same space. time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than in your so-called awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness. However, you can grasp the concept absolutely that in that so-called altered state of consciousness, you can experience much more vast time periods in comparison to the so-called physical amount of time that you have actually been involved in that altered state of consciousness. In other words, in that altered state of consciousness, you get the opportunity, although limited, but nonetheless, the opportunity to experience a reality that's not based on time. You begin to get a glimpse of the understanding that time is an illusion. And space is an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And yet, once again, it is two of the most difficult belief systems for you to step outside of while you exist in this vibrational level. And so you exist in a multitude of vibrational levels, in a multitude of incarnational periods at the same time, in the same span. We like to use the analogy that it's like you understand that within your Earth's atmosphere there are a multitude of various types of frequencies, radio frequencies, different broadcasting frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space. And yet you have the capacity through the utilization of various types of your so-called instruments to tap into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is that in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you tap into what you believe is this reality while you eliminate all the rest that are existing within the same time and same space. Once again, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist outside of your vibrational level and outside of your so-called awakened consciousness state and once again to various degrees in your altered states of consciousness. And it's very difficult for you to step outside of those beliefs and belief systems. You see, many individuals existing in your vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, like to believe that they're not in control. They like to believe that they were put into this vibrational level, that they were subjected to some type of experience, if you wish, that they had to go through in order to progress, if you wish, beyond this vibrational level. What you have difficulty in comprehending is that you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. And you can experience a reality that validates those beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. You can also have the choice to comprehend that this is an illusionary reality. And you can accept the responsibility for the realities that you're experiencing. Now, that's a much more difficult choice, to accept the responsibility. However, it's still a choice. That's your choice. And once again, it's not right or wrong. If you wish to believe that you're not in control, if you wish to believe that you have so-called guides or angels that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. You see, the reality that you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? You see, you entered into this vibrational level by choice. You may choose to believe that you were subjected to some kind of reality experience in this vibrational level. You can have that. Once again, it's not right or wrong. It's a choice. But it's a choice that you make. The choice that you did make was to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to be here. You were not forced to be here. if you choose to believe that there is some type of growth or advancement or enlightenment, whatever terminology you wish to apply to it, that you need to achieve in order for you to become more advanced, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's not necessary, but it's not right or wrong either. It's your choice. You see, when you chose to enter into this vibrational level, you did so for a very specific and a very simple reason. In fact, it is so simple that it's almost disarming. You see, you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You put in place all of the electromagnetic type of energy, the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You create all of the realities that you experience while you go to great extremes to not accept the responsibility for those realities. And you do that because, you see, when you don't believe and you don't understand that you're in absolute control, then the emotions and feelings that you can experience during that creation process is much more intense than when you understand that you are the creator. And so you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you exist in a reality, in a vibrational level, when you understand that you are the creator, when you understand that all of what you're experiencing is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. When you understand that absolutely, then those emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense. You see, in that type of a reality, in that vibrational level in which we exist, there is no fear. What is there to fear? You create your own reality. What is there to fear? The experience that we have that continues to grow, and that is possible for you to grow, and that you do grow, whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of it or not. But however, if you can begin to believe it consciously, if you can begin to believe it and bring it into your conscious state, it will give you what you refer to as a much more joyous experience. But that emotion and feeling that we experience is a validation of the absolute and unconditional love from which not only we, but from which you as well, create this reality. You see, you go to great lengths to hide from who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths to attempt to create a reality where you believe you're not in control, because it allows you to experience once again that intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. What do you believe? You see, all that you do in your so-called awakened consciousness state is to achieve some type of goal that will give to you a certain feeling that you would like to experience. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and to break it down. Whether it's some type of occupation that you have to create abundance for yourself, to create some type of a living standard for yourself, it makes no difference. Break it down. Why do you do that? Because you are attempting to achieve an emotion or a feeling. And in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that that emotion and feeling should always be what you once again in your awakened consciousness state would view as positive, as desirable. However, from the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable. It validates your belief systems in order for you to experience a reality so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that reality. based upon your choices, based upon your decisions, based upon your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement, and yet it is the key. What do you believe? You see, many of your so-called beliefs and belief systems are what we refer to as a combination of a human consciousness belief system, of which once again we would refer to your laws of physics, human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of, such as time and space, for example. Very difficult. Your human consciousness belief systems. And then you have societal belief systems, and each of you are familiar with societal belief systems that alter through various areas throughout your Earth systems. Some you would judge as being right, and some you would judge as being less than desirable. However, nonetheless, societal beliefs and belief systems that you hold influence your reality. And then you have your so-called personal belief systems. The belief systems that you choose to believe are within your capacity to easily alter your beliefs in what it is that you're experiencing, your beliefs in your capacity to experience and to create certain realities, your personal beliefs and belief systems. And so it's a combination of the human consciousness belief system, the societal belief systems, and your personal belief systems that form the reality that you experience. Now, what becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is that not all of those beliefs and belief systems are put in place in your awakened consciousness state, in your altered state of consciousness, in your so-called between incarnational state. Many times you choose for the opportunities to have various experiences in a particular incarnational period. And in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you make the agreements with other individuals. You put in place the possibilities for you to have experiences in a particular incarnational period. And you store those beliefs and belief systems in your DNA. And then based upon the choices and decisions that you make throughout an incarnational period, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, you influence the energy that surrounds your DNA, and consequently you bring into a particular reality that belief or belief system that you put in place as a possibility in your so-called between incarnational state. Or conversely, as a result of your choices and decisions and beliefs and belief systems, you reverse what you have stored within your DNA from being a probability back to a possibility so that you don't experience it. You do that whether you believe it or not in your awakened consciousness state. You see, this reality that you experience is based upon your choices, your decisions. What do you believe? And once again, those belief systems are a combination of the human consciousness belief system, the societal belief system, and the individual belief system. And so you have, within the combination of these beliefs and belief systems, various types of illnesses, for example, that your human consciousness belief systems would refer to as incurable. And a societal belief system reinforces that incurable type of disease. And so you as an individual in your so-called altered state of consciousness, or many times through choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state, create the probability that you will experience that type of disease or disablement. And it becomes very difficult for you to alter that reality. It becomes very difficult for you to grasp the concept that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, reinforced by the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief system and your individual belief systems. And so it becomes very difficult for you to alter it. to step outside of that reality. And so consequently, you experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular type of disease. And in your awakened consciousness state, you would suggest, why on earth would I ever want to experience that type of negative reality? And yet you have in your human consciousness system and in your societal belief system and in your individual belief systems made the choices and decisions that have made that not only a possibility, but turned it into a probability, and you experience it. And the spark of consciousness that you are, from that position of absolute unconditional love where you create this reality, rejoices in the creation process, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether it's desirable or less than desirable. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you put in place those particular judgments as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you choose to believe and to place upon it that comprehension of whether it's a good or bad type of reality for you to experience. But from the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems, validates your choices and decisions, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process. And you, in your awakened consciousness state, while you choose to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are, get the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular type of reality. It's really that simple. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to hold beliefs and belief systems. You choose, when you enter into this vibrational level, to agree to what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. You agree to perpetuate the human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult for you to step outside of that consensus human consciousness belief system. Societal belief systems are a little easier, if you wish, for you to alter or to step outside of. Nonetheless, they still have an influence on your reality, similar to the human consciousness belief system. And then you have the individual belief systems. Not only the easiest, if you wish, for you to alter, but the ones that can have the most impact on the reality that you experience. When you experience that so-called disabling reality, what you refer to as that incurable disease, you make the choice to buy into that reality and that belief system. You have, at some level, in your consciousness, put in place all of the necessary beliefs and belief systems to have that particular reality occur. And you have made the choices and decisions many times over a huge expanse of your lifetime to have that experience. You choose to believe. If you choose to believe as well, individually, in your individual beliefs and belief systems, then it's very difficult for you to step outside of. It's very difficult for you to alter that particular reality. And once again, it's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and that spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process and gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Gives to you that which you desire. You see, the irony of it is that you create your reality. We can suggest to you all different types of beliefs and belief systems, and that you have the capacity to alter your reality. Not only your so-called future reality, but your past reality as well, because you exist once again in an illusionary reality where time and space are illusions. They don't really exist. You have that capacity to alter. But not only do you have that capacity to alter, what is more difficult for you to comprehend, perhaps, is that you do it on a continual basis, constantly altering your reality, constantly making different choices and decisions that alter your beliefs and belief systems that have an influence on your attitudes. What do you believe? This is not necessarily something that you need to learn how to do. It's something that you need to grasp the understanding and the belief system that it's possible for you to create your reality. Not only is it possible, but you do it on a continual basis. You see, we suggested in it your so-called time span, in your so-called year of 2012, you would alter the energy that you utilize to influence and to create your reality. A very subtle alteration, absolutely, but nonetheless, one that you as a human consciousness belief system agreed to participate and to facilitate this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality. You see, whether you believe it or not, you are all one. You are all connected. You are not separated. You are one. And so you have this human consciousness connection, if you wish. And you agree to the so-called human consciousness belief systems. And so you agreed to put in place this alteration of the energy that you utilize to influence your reality. And that alteration of that energy has made it possible for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that was very difficult in your so-called past. And so you continuously, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, consciously influence your reality. What you hold in your consciousness influences your reality in a manner that was very difficult, once again, for you to achieve in your so-called past. Ironically, many individuals look upon that and believe that, well, then, if we're doing it consciously, then all of this reality should be what you, again, in your awakened consciousness state, would view as being a very positive type of reality. And yet it's not the case. What you hold in your consciousness is influencing your reality in the spark of consciousness from which you create that reality. Does not judge whether or not that conscious thought is a desirable or less than desirable, is what you might refer to as a good or a bad type of reality creation, but once again creates the reality and rejoices in that creation process. And so when you see certain activities that are occurring throughout your Earth systems, understand that it's being influenced by the conscious thoughts of individuals throughout your Earth systems, that you are connected, that those thoughts influence other people's and other individuals' realities, as theirs influences each of yours to the limitation that you allow that particular influence to occur, that you allow that influence to occur. You see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. Now, at some level, you agree to participate in this reality creation process. Absolutely. You choose to enter into, for example, a particular, what you would refer to as a family unit. You all agree to participate. You agree to bring into it many times what you once again in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative type of experience. However, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process, validates and gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so what you influence through your conscious thought is validated by your so-called higher self, if you wish. That spark of consciousness, whatever terminology you like to utilize, validates what you believe. Validates and gives to you what you desire. It's not a case that you need to learn how to do this, because you do it constantly. It's a case of understanding that you are responsible. It's a case of accepting that you have the capacity, not only have the capacity, but do interact with all other individuals to create the realities that you experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so you have individuals who entered into this so-called new age and new society who have absolutely no idea how their consciousness is influencing the reality that they experience. Have no idea how it is that their choices and decisions, their thoughts and feelings are influencing the reality that they experience. What seems in your awakened consciousness state be even more ironic is that these particular realities that you view as less than desirable are created from a position of absolute unconditional love. That's who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths, once again, to hide from that understanding, but you are all that is. You see, we have suggested that once again, you as a human consciousness have chosen to put in place this new age and new energy concept, where it's possible, not only possible, but that you are influencing your reality consciously. What you hold as a continuous conscious thought in your awakened conscious state is influencing your reality, absolutely, without question. As you entered into this new age and new energy, the individuals who are coming into this particular incarnational period are bringing with them that understanding that they had the capacity to consciously influence their reality. You like to refer to those individuals as your so-called indigo children, people who understand it's possible to influence their reality but don't have a total grasp of the concept of how they create that reality. They just understand that it's possible. They grasp that it's possible for them through their choices and decisions, their thoughts and feelings, what they believe, what they desire, by the utilization of their imagination to create a reality that they desire. And they expect that it's possible to create that reality. They have that expectation. You see, when you create this reality, it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so you have a desire, what it is that you desire. And so we would suggest, understand what it is that you desire, and then utilize your imagination. Imagination is a powerful influence on the reality that you experience, on the potential realities for you to experience. Imagine that all of the so-called advanced technological instruments that you utilize in your so-called day-to-day activities are the result of the validation of someone's imagination. Utilize your imagination. And then, perhaps the most difficult aspect of this creation process is, what did you expect? You see, when you hold a belief or a belief system, it has built within it an expectation. What do you believe? When you truly believe, when you own the belief, then once again, it contains within it an expectation. And so you can have all of the desires you wish and utilize all the imagination, but if you don't believe that you're worthy, if you don't believe that it's possible, if you don't believe that you can create and influence your reality, then the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? If you hold that belief that it's not possible, then you have the expectation that you will not create your reality. It's really that simple. It doesn't mean that you're not creating reality. It means you're creating a reality that validates the belief that you're not in control. What do you believe? And so, these indigo children are holding that expectation that it's possible for them to influence and to create the reality that they desire. Many not having perhaps that full concept and understanding in their awakened consciousness state, but understanding that it's possible, having the expectation, holding the belief that they can create their reality and influence it consciously. We have suggested that should you continue with the current beliefs and belief systems that you're presently holding as a societal groups and as a human consciousness, that the next so-called generation will be the ones that we would like to refer to as the peacemakers. The individuals who will not only understand that they not only can but do influence and create the reality, but also understand that they create it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And once again, we would call them the peacemakers. And based upon the current beliefs and belief systems that you hold as a human consciousness and as a society, that particular generation will eventually alter this world that you exist in, and you will enter into what you refer to as a peaceful society with the understanding that you create it from a position of absolute unconditional love, with the understanding that you are one, that you are all connected, that you cannot ever be disconnected from who and what you truly are. You simply hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. Many individuals go through this so-called incarnational period attempting to connect with some type of their inner self, if you wish, or their higher self. You can't be disconnected. You hide from it. But you don't have to find it. It's like sticking your right hand behind your back and wondering where it went. You haven't lost it. You're hiding from it. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You create your reality absolutely and unconditionally. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You're not put here to go through some type of a test. You're here because you choose to be here. If you choose to believe that there's some type of progression, you can have that, but it's not necessary. It's your choice. It's your belief. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? You are all that is. Once again, there is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding and the acknowledgement of who and what you truly are. You are not separated from your spirituality. You simply choose to hide from it. And at some point, you can make that choice to leave this vibrational level. You are here by choice. You create this vibrational level by choice. It exists within the same time and same space as a multitude of other vibrational levels. You simply choose to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding. That limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence your creation. You choose. Your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It really is that simple. Those are the three things that you cannot alter in this vibrational level. The only other limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Well now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction. And we would like to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.